All right, we're here with Bruce Gottfried. He's the People's Party of Canada candidate for the Pontiac riding. Bruce, hello.
Hello.
So could you tell us a little bit about who you are and what your background is?
Well, I'm an engineer. I live here in Chelsea. I've worked in engineering for, I don't know, about 8 years, and then was laid off around the dot-com bubble burst. I was laid off from Nortel. And then my kids came along, so I just stayed at home with them. I've been interested in politics for a while, but I've worked with the Conservatives a little bit in past elections. But now I think that things are getting a little out of control in the political world, and I didn't see that there was a candidate for this riding, so I put my name down, and somehow I find myself a candidate. So I'm sort of dropped in the middle of a world that I'm not really part of. And it's been an interesting week.
And that previous political work you mentioned there, that was with Lawrence Cannon, correct?
Yeah, for two elections. Not for the third one that he lost.
Okay, just as a campaign volunteer?
Yeah, campaign volunteer. Did the sort of the tech work, did the websites and the databases and that type of thing.
Okay. And as far as why the PPC? Have you been involved with them before or just is this a recent development?
Well, I've always been interested in economics, and for the last, even 20 years, I've really felt that the governments are out of control of their spending, and they're really sailing towards a cliff. I mean, eventually there's going to be a point where the governments can't finance their debt anymore. Actually, we've reached that point. The government is no longer borrowing money to pay our debt. It's now essentially printing it from the central bank. They borrow the money from the Bank of Canada and then use it to spend. And Trudeau has found all kinds of things to spend money on in the last couple of years. But it is completely another planet as far as financing goes. This is really an unprecedented thing. We don't print money like they did for hyperinflation in past times. But this is a new kind of free money machine. But it's going to wind up in the same place as the old ones do.
But as far as the PPC itself, they're the only party you saw addressing this issue, or?
Well, that's true. They really are. They're the only ones that really are looking at strong financial realism. All the other parties just are back in the whole thing. We borrow and spend, and everything will work out somehow, because that's the way it's happened for the last 50 years. But it can't go on for much longer. So that's why I got involved with them. But the recent increases in government restrictions have got me very concerned. And that's pretty much why I'm so committed to this party right now.
And as far as the Pontiac riding specifically, we've had the same a representative for approximately 6 years now. He's no longer running, but what did you think of his record in the Pontiac riding specifically, what he's done for this riding?
Oh, I don't know if there's... I can't say I've really followed what he's done here very much. I think he's you know, the typical kind of liberal politician who will take a little bit of spending. He's given a little bit of spending from the various slush funds the Liberals manage, and he sprinkles it a little bit around here as much as he can. I don't think he had very much access to the deep money that the Liberals do spend around, so I don't know what he's done. But I can't be very impressed with him, no.
Okay. And as far as our station here, we cover a very rural portion of the Pontiac. It's a very large riding. There's suburban, urban, all kinds of stuff here. So what would your priorities be for the rural sections of this riding specifically?
Well, the PPC is about reducing regulations. So I haven't looked in particular for this riding. I think I've written a bit in some of the newspapers about some of the regulations that we should be looking at. but I don't have any particular policies or interventions that would help the people here. I think the only thing that will eventually help the economy is to get the government out of people's way and allow businesses to thrive in an environment that isn't constantly changing, new rules and new regulations and switcheroos by the government and dropping money into one area and then taking it out from another area. These kind of things make it very hard for businesses to plan, and so you have this sort of off-balance economy that's sort of looking for what the government's going to do. If people are used to not looking for the government to fix their problems, they'll find solutions to the problems. That may sound harsh, but that is actually how economies grow. And I think that can work here as well.
All right. And one particular aspect kind of going off this that your party has that's different than other parties is your stance on supply management in the dairy and poultry industries there. Could you explain your party stance a little bit more?
The idea of supply management is the theory behind it is that we need some kind of central planning to determine how much we need to produce so that we don't produce too much or we don't produce too little. And so we need some central authority. And so there's this central authority that, I guess, gives the right to produce and controls how much anybody can produce and determines who can produce. Basically, free economies supply things better than centrally managed economies. And that's no different in any industry. So I think if you remove supply management, some businesses that are in the goods with, I guess, that are in the, I'm losing my words here, that are beneficiaries of the policy are going to suffer a bit, but others would step up and would be able to introduce new technologies maybe or new ways of producing and produce more milk, and we'll have cheaper supply for the citizens. I mean, ultimately, that's a better thing, to have lower prices for consumers.
Bruce Gofford of the People's Party of Canada here. Thanks for I want to thank you for your time.
Okay.
And I'll give you the
David Gofford on the ballot, right?
It's David Gofford on the ballot.
So
being
you know
by
on
Bruce.
The ballot.
Okay,
perfect. That's what my friends call me. So
okay, and I'll give you the last word if you have anything else to add here.
I think the most important thing is this election is about the restrictions that are closing in around us right now. I think everybody feels it in a certain way. Some people, I'm sure, feel that they want these things to happen, but I think a lot of people are afraid of how far this is going. I think the People's Party is the only party that is standing against this and the only party that's going to try to roll back some of this and try to find out what's going on, try to find out the reasons behind it all. So that's what I'm mostly focusing on this election, and I think that's what the party is mostly focusing on as well.